Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mark Reed. This is another instalment of our wonderful podcast on behalf of Lauded Solicitors. And I'm joined today by Ellis Sweetenham, solicitor. Hi, Ellis.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
I'm also joined by Samuel Killeran, who's a paralegal at the firm. Samuel, hi.
Hi, Mark.
So the reason why we decided we were going to just stop everything and jump into our podcast room today was because Ellis had informed me of a very interesting article that's been released in regard to some action that's related to Bridgerton.
Correct.
So Ellis, what is Bridgerton?
So as many people I'm sure will know, Netflix smash hit Bridgerton is a period drama which, let's say, is potentially not one you would watch with your grandma. So not your sort of standard sort of dusty period drama. It's got a bit of pizzazz to it.
It has.
We won't go much further than that.
I did just say to you, what is Bridgerton? But of course, I must disclose that I'm a huge fan of Bridgerton. And I did make an error in watching episode one of series one and then informing my grandmother that she... absolutely would love this show, unbeknown to me, that as the series went on, it became a little more adult. However, my nan loved it, so she was grateful for the recommendation. Bless you, nan. Okay, so Bridgerton is Bridgerton. We've established that.
Bridgerton is Bridgerton, yeah. An absolute massive hit on Netflix, watched by millions of people around the world, known by millions of people around the world, sort of built in popularity very, very quickly. So I think many people will know what Bridgerton is and in general what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But that's Bridgerton. What's that got to do with the law, Ellis?
So another massive hit with people is TikTok. So a new social media platform that sort of became most popular through lockdown and through the pandemic, essentially, is a platform where people post little videos and all sorts of things. So
now, just again to pause there. So Samuel, I'm going to bring you into the mix before we discuss the dispute in question. Do you follow TikTok? Is TikTok a thing that you a platform that you quite frequently use to view or do your own TikToks? Maybe
I do not follow TikTok, although I have seen. I think some of the TikTok videos go on other social media platforms, tend to be short videos of people dancing or...
That's true. Is it something that you do, so you're not something you follow?
No.
Okay. I mean, I would ask, is it an age thing? But I actually know people of all ages that use TikTok and actually, upload their own videos to TikTok. But okay, so thanks for that. Ellis, you do like TikTok, don't you?
I do. I am an avid...
TikToker? Is that the right terminology?
Well, no, because I don't post my own TikToks. I just like to watch other people's TikToks.
Okay.
It's what I call the thief of time. You are on it for 5 minutes, and before you know it, 3 hours have gone, and you've watched hundreds of
TikToks. The thief of time. Now, have you taken that from somewhere, or have you...
No, I've made
are you
that
able
up
to coin that?
Trademark application pending.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very impressed that if that's just come from your mind, it shows how brilliant you really are. Okay, so now let's talk to seriousness.
Yes.
What's going on with TikTok and what's going on with Bridgerton?
So due to sort of the nature of TikTok and how easily videos can become viral, I'm sure watchers of Bridgerton will know, as part of sort of the series, there is a lot of really cool and interesting remixes or new... ways in which popular songs have been portrayed. As part of that, there is no sort of original songs, it's just kind of the soundtrack. With the characters in Bridgerton being so detailed and the families and the dynamics, a couple of women on TikTok decided to write the unofficial Bridgerton musical.
Okay. Let me just recap on that. A couple of people on TikTok have written the unofficial Bridgerton the Musical.
Yes.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. I would love to see that.
Yeah, so they've gone, sort of taken the characters and what the storylines and that sort of thing, given them a bit of a twist. So their names are Abigail Barlow and Emily Bear, so Barlow and Bear.
Okay.
They had... written effectively the amount of songs you would have in a normal Broadway musical in the storyline of Bridgerton. So it's sort of it's given me a little bit of Hamilton vibes, I would imagine.
Okay. And were they then expecting to then upload the musical in parts onto TikTok? Is that the idea?
Yeah, as part of sort of the pandemic, they put the songs out on TikTok and their success was massive.
Oh,
in fact, they won a Grammy.
Goodness.
They released it as an album and they won a Grammy for that album as the unofficial Bridgerton musical, The Album. So that sort of all happened last year, sort of over the last year or so. And what's really kicked off what Netflix has done is sort of the next level of their business plan, I suppose, which is taking that musical on tour.
Right, okay. So going on tour. Sam, I've got to ask you, do you follow musicals? Are you a musical fan? Are you someone that likes to go to the theatre?
I've seen a few musicals that have been made into movies, but it's not something.
Something you do. So
I'm watching the
theatre. So if this thing went on tour and it came to the UK, for example, around, you know, the country, can you imagine yourself, you know, being straight in there to buy a ticket?
Probably not.
I like your honesty. However, Ellis, you and I absolutely would, wouldn't we?
Absolutely.
Do we think it's going to get there, though? Because this brings it onto the dispute, doesn't it?
It does. So they actually did, I believe, perform their first show at the Kennedy Centre in Washington DC, and from what I can see, the rest of the shows have now been cancelled because Netflix has filed a claim.
Why has there not been any discussions over a license agreement?
There has indeed. So as part of Netflix's claim, they state that effectively as soon as the songs went on TikTok and it started to gain some traction, Netflix reached out to Barlow and Bear in an attempt to get some sort of license agreement in place, potentially collaborate and push it forward. That, as part of their claim, they are claiming has been refused. So the discussions were cut short in terms of a licensing agreement, and therefore they have had no option but to file a claim for...
Do we know why it was rejected?
No, as far as I can see currently, there's been no official response from Barlow and Bear. All we have is the detail of the claim, which just states that the licensing offers put forward were rejected and the conversations were sort of cut short. So the claim is for copyright and trademark infringement in terms of the name, the characters' names, the likeness, the storylines, the branding. Netflix claim that the shows put forward are blurring that line in terms of the unofficial element, potentially giving an indication that Netflix know who they are and have authorised them to do what they do.
Which they say they have not.
Which Netflix claim that they have not.
I'd be very interested to see, in terms of this licence agreement, the proposed agreement, which mm-hmm. then would be up for discussion as to, you know, the specific terms, the clauses, you know, how far it got, whether it was actually quite close to the wire where they were ready to agree and then they just were stuck on one point, or whether it was just outright refused, no, we are not going into anything with you, we're running this ourselves.
Yeah, like I say, at the moment we don't have any detail. I'll be surprised if we ever do kind of get that detail, but it'll be very interesting because at the moment it sort of looks like Netflix has done all they can, but for what we know, their offer of a license could have been substantially unreasonable. We just don't know.
Yeah.
So at the moment we sort of only really have it from Netflix side of things. Whether we will have information from the other side, time will tell. Whether everything will just be tied up with a nice neat bow behind closed doors,
of course,
we will
right.
see.
So now let's just consider this. Okay. So in points of the law, where do we stand in terms of the strength of Netflix claim? The ownership aspect of things, you know, the rights, the banging of the drum and the ability to, you know, stop any progression moving forward. From your perspective, Ellis.
So breaking it down into the trademark and the copyright side of things, trademarks, essentially what Netflix have to show is that someone else is using a similar or identical trademark in relation to the same or similar goods and services. So here, it clearly is, everything is labelled Bridgerton. Bridgerton is the name. They will have that trademarked to within an inch of its life. So you can pretty much see that that is, from the information we have, I would say they've got a relatively strong claim there. Coupled that with the reputation they have and the potential damage that that reputation could be caused if the shows were of bad quality or not in line with Netflix values, I would say from the information we have, the trademark case is probably relatively successful. With the copyright, it all comes down to substantial part, whether they've copied a substantial part of the copyright work.
That's quite interesting. So let's just explore that a little bit more. So whether they have a substantial part in this particular scenario, surely is going to be difficult to show, considering the fact that Bridgerton, of course, the hit show, it's not a musical. There are no songs. The songs have been original pieces of work. By, forgive me, what were their names again?
Barlow and Bear,
you know. It's all original in that regard. So is it just going to be down to the brand of the Bridgerton is? Or is it going to be, you know, something else where they can show a substantial part?
So with sort of substantial part, it's quality rather than quantity. So it will be about picking out those key elements that are the most recognisable. So potentially
characters storylines,
yeah. Any sort of phrases or themes that run through the series that they then carry on,
yeah,
into
the
musical.
Yeah, they then recreate that, yeah, again as a part of the musical. Really, yeah. Good point there, really good point.
So yeah, the copyright I think is definitely, in general, is more of a grey area and sort of comes,
yeah,
into more of a subjective nature. But I can see why they have included it, because there's certainly elements to explore.
Okay. So next steps, where are we at now?
So as far as we're aware, the claim has been filed. There has been no official response from Barlow and Bear as of yet. The legal system in the US can be relatively long. So we are sort of at the initial stages, and like I say, in most cases these things go behind closed doors, they sort it out, and we may know a figure. We may just know that everything's been settled.
Yeah.
So it is sort of a waiting game for more information, and what I would say is to keep an ear out for a further podcast and also an eye out for any new articles that are on our reading room,
yeah,
with updates. But it's definitely one to keep an,
yeah,
eye on.
Yeah, for now it's really interesting, and I do love the show. I think it's fantastic. Have you got anything further to add, Samuel? Have you found this an interesting point in terms of the intellectual property aspect of?
I do find it interesting. Sort of wonder why were Netflix not concerned whilst it was just on TikTok? It's only since it
wasn't as big, you mean?
Yeah.
And then it obviously built its traction, and then suddenly.
Very, yeah, it would be very interesting to know the timeline of things and when the licensing discussion started and the time frame of what's happened behind closed doors. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, very interesting. So yeah, keep your ears and your eyes out, and as things start to progress, we shall come back and we shall discuss further. So thank you for listening, and speak soon, I guess. Take care.
Bye-bye.